Many people like to be patriotic and support our troops. This small town went well above and beyond, helping over 1.5 million soldiers, all with volunteer labor and food. The amazing feat is today's American countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Streator, Illinois is a farming community about 100 miles southwest of Chicago. It also lies at the intersection of several rail lines.
The Santa Fe, this was the main route of the Santa Fe from California on to Chicago and on. So there were a lot of troop trains that came through here.
Patricia Breen shares the story from the Streeterland Historical Society. With so many troops passing through the town, they wanted to do something for them.
So they started having a canteen. When the train stopped here, they served coffee and sandwiches and was all free to the servicemen.
It began as an idea of a couple of local groups. And soon, this small farming community was supplying not only the food and drink, but the man and woman power to make the patriotic effort a reality.
And they had a lot of men and women's groups that went down there and took care of it for a day at a time. It became pretty famous all over. And the servicemen were very appreciative, wrote a lot of thank yous, and they really did appreciate it, and it was all free.
It's estimated they served a total of 1.5 million servicemen during the war, often thousands each day. At war's end, and for many decades since, the town has received thank you notes, and some soldiers actually came back in person to offer their gratitude. Today, a statue remembers the efforts of those in Streeter during the war.
It's out by the Santa Fe Depot. That's where it all took place. But it's a nice statue. It shows them, you know, handing coffee to the serviceman.
The depot remains, and the rails still carry freight to and from Chicago. And there, next to both, is the marker remembering the patriotic effort of one small town who simply offered something to drink and eat on the way to and from the front lines. Traveling the countryside in Streeter, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.